الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من سأل الله الشهادة بصدق بلغه الله منازل الشهداء ولو مات على فراشه أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama-i kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, as we are well aware, this is Mawsamul Hajj, this is the season of Hajj, the fifth great pillar of Islam. The rewards that are mentioned, the fact that the Quran devotes an entire surah, which is called Suratul Hajj. We can, from a spiritual perspective, gauge how valuable opportunity this represents, particularly for those who have proceeded for Hajj or are proceeding for Hajj. But generally, this is a season of maghfirat, of forgiveness, of rahmat, and it constitutes a great opportunity for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jumu'ah, there are time constraints, but just one example, it's a little bit of a lengthy hadith. Allama Munzir Targhib wa Tarhib mentions, wherein we get an idea from a sawab and a reward perspective. What this amal of Hajj, what an opportunity it constitutes. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Mina, Masjid Khayf. Two Sahaba approached. One was an Ansari, one was from the Banu Thaqif clan. They came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said that we have some questions for you. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mauka ko ganimat samajh kar, taking advantage of the opportunity, could have just dealt with their questions. But this was part of the, what we call, mushfiqana andaz, the compassionate nature of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he didn't just deliver a message. He cemented the message in the heart of the audience. So instead of just dealing with their questions, he said, if you want, I can hear your questions and respond, or if you want, I can tell you what your questions are before I respond to it. Because Jibreel has come and informed me what you came to ask me about. So obviously, Sahaba, they said, Ya Rasulullah, tell us, what are the questions? Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam enumerated their questions to them, that you have come to ask me about the various manasik rites of Hajj and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised on the fulfillment of each one of them. So they said, by the qasam of that Allah who sent you as his Nabi, this is exactly what we came to ask you about. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَإِنَّكَ إِذَا خَرَجْتَ مِن بَيْتِكَ تَأُمُّ الْبَيْتَ الْحَرَامِ فَلَا تَضَعُ نَاقَتُكَ خُفًّا وَلَا تَرْفَعُهُ إِلَّا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ بِكَ حَسَنًا وَمَحَانْكَ خَطِيئًا. That when the haji leaves his house, every step, one sin is forgiven, one rank is raised. وَأَمَّا رَكَعْتَاكَ بَعْدَ الطَّوَافِ كَعِتْقِ رَقَبَةٍ مِّن بَنِي إِسْمَائِيلِ. He arrives in Makkah, he performs tawaf-e qudum. He makes two rakat salah. On that two rakat salah, Allah rewards him as if he freed not just any slave, but a slave, an Arab slave from the progeny of Ismail alayhi salam, in other words from the progeny of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَمَّا تَوَافُكَ بَيْنَ الصَّفَا وَالْمَرْوَى كَعِتْقِ السَّبْعِينَ رَقَبًا. Thereafter he proceeds for Sa'i between Safa and Marwa. Allah rewards him as if he freed 70 slaves. وَأَمَّا وُقُوفُكَ عَشِيَةَ عَرَفَةَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَهْبِطُ إِلَى سَمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا فَيُبَاهِي بِكُمْ مَلَائِكَةً عِبَاؤُنِي شُعَثًا مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ يَرْجُونَ جَنَّتِي وَيَخَافُونَ عَذَابِي فَلَوْ كَانَتْ ذُنُوبُكُمْ كَعَدَدِ الرَّمَلِ أَوْ كَقَطَرِ الْمَطَرِ أَوْ كَزَبَدِ الْبَحْرِ لَغَفَرْتُهَا لَكُمْ أَفِيذُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ وَلِمَنْ شَفَعْتُمْ لَهُ. Then the Hujjaj gather on the plains of Arafah. Allah descends, a descension in keeping with His greatness. Boast to His angels, look at my slaves. They have come to me from deep and distant ravines of the earth. Their hair is disheveled, their body is full of dust. They desire my mercy, they fear my azab. Allah addresses the gathering of Arafah. If your sins be as many as the number of rain droplets that have fallen from the heavens, or your sins be as many as the leaves of the trees of the earth, or your sins be as many as the foam of the waves of the oceans of the world, I have forgiven all your sins. Return now in such a condition, not only are you forgiven. The Haji in Arafah makes dua for who? He makes dua for the whole ummah. He makes dua for you and I. He intercedes on our behalf. Allah says even that dua is accepted. Whoever you will ask for forgiveness, they're forgiven. وَأَمَّا رَمْيُكَ الْجِمَارِ فَلَكَ بِكُلِّ حَصَاتٍ رَمَيْتَهَا تَكْفِيرُ كَبِيرَةٍ مِنَ الْمُوبِقَاتِ. Thereafter, the stoning of the jamarat takes place. For every stone that is pelted, one sin, kabira sin, major sin, which was going to destroy you and take you to Jahannam, Allah, فَمَذْخُورٌ لَكَ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. Thereafter, the qurbani animal is sacrificed. فَمَذْخُورٌ, Allah says, that is a special zakhira, a special reward, which will be kept for you by Allah. You will meet Allah on the day of judgment, and Allah will give you this reward. وَأَمَّا خِلَاقُكَ رَأْلِ لِشَعْرَةٍ خَلَقْتَهَا حَسَنًا وَمُحِيَ عَنْهَا بِكَ خَطِيئًا. Thereafter, you shave your head for every strand of hair. One neki is written down. One sin is wiped away for every strand of hair that you will shave. وَأَمَّا تَوَافُكَ فَإِنَّكَ تَطُوف وَلَا ذَنْبَ لَكْ يَأْتِي مَلَكٌ حتى يضع يديه بين كتفيك فتقول اعمل فيما تستقبل فقد غفر لك ما مضى. Then the culmination, the height after Arafah is tawaf al-ziyara. When the haji proceeds for tawaf al-ziyara, you are making this tawaf, wala dhanba lak, already all your sins are forgiven. Allah's angel comes down, places its hand between your shoulder blades. In other words, shabashi, mubarak, congratulations. From who? From the malaika of Allah. They descend, they place your hand in the shoulder blade of the haji and say to him that whatever actions you are doing now, do for the future. Do for the future, because your past slate of sins has already been wiped clean. You are sinless. Al-Hajjul Mabroor. Al-Hajjul Mabroor. Raja'a kayomi waladatu ummuhu. One hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the haji returns like on the day he was born, totally and completely sinless. These are just a glimpse to give us an idea the value of this amal of hajj. The question each one of us has to ask ourselves now is, what is our reaction to this? Allah has created insan, human beings. Naturally, we have been given a competitive spirit. Our nature, part of our khamir, our essence is to compete. Today all the hasad, the jealousy, the envy, the greed, somebody doing somebody else down, the male kuchel, filth, dirt in our hearts for one another, behind it is what? It's the same spirit of competition. We can't see the next one outdoing us. We want to be better. We want to have more. This is part of human nature. It cannot change. It is necessary for the survival of the human race. Islam is deen-e-fitrat. Islam, fitrat Allah, allati fatara an-nas alayha. There is no command of Allah that goes against the nature of human beings. You and I are designed to compete. What is the problem? The problem is our competition is for dunya. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm going to, like I said, Jummah, there's time constraints. But I will mention a few incidents in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't just listen, but listen with understanding. Listen with comprehension. Listen so that some effect takes place in this heart. You walk out of the masjid, you go home, you see your neighbor bought a new car. Or you walk into that compound, because today many of us, for security purposes, we're moving into these compound structures. Where it's the rich, and then the richer, and then even the richer. So, somebody put a new artifact in front of his house. Somebody imported some Italian tiles. Allah forgive us, today even Masturat Jamaat are going to the next house. Masturat Talim is taking place. They're coming back with what lounge suite they saw, or what new carpet they saw, or what new furniture they saw. Listen with the heart. We are given a principle. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, khaslatan man kanata fihu Allahu shakiran wa sabira wali lam yaktubhu Allah shakiran wala sabira. Allahu Akbar. Two great cures, spiritual cures, two great qualities are mentioned in this hadith. Awsaf and qualities of the muttaqin. Awsaf and qualities that will become the passport to Jannah. What two qualities? Shakiran wa sabira. Shakiran wa sabira. When it comes to dunya, make shukr. Be grateful for what Allah gave you. Don't always look at what the next person has. Don't have this lalchi nazar. Cleanse yourself. You are competitive by nature. You will want to compete. Let your competition, rather than this dunya, be for the akhirat. What ilaj, what solution Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us? He said, "Unzuru, unzuru ila man huwa asfala minkum, wa la tanzuru ila man huwa fawqakum, fa huwa ajdaru alla tazdaru ni'matallahi alaykum." When it comes to aspects of this world, stay in the company of the poor. Associate yourself with the poor. This is why in Tabligh Jamaat, this practical mashq is given. Our Jamaats in Raiween, part of the karguzari that's taken every day, when the Jamaats return from the path of Allah, how many people did you meet without a roof over their heads? How many people did you meet who don't know where their next meal is coming from? Allah has blessed us with so much, yet we are still looking at others. We are still looking at those that have got more than us. This is destroying us inside. This is the root of hasad, jealousy, envy, greed, all those negative qualities that I mentioned. Because we are not looking at those that have less than us. Who is Aisha? Allahu Akbar. Unfortunately, Jummah, the clock is running, but I'm going to condense a lot of what I'm saying. Who is Aisha radiallahu anha? The most beloved. Ayyun nas ahabbu ilayk. Rasulullah s.a.w. was asked in an open majlis, who do you love the most? Who do you love the most? Without hesitation, my Nabi s.a.w. said, Aisha. I love Aisha the most. That personality, there's no time to go into her fadail. She falls into a category of women that the Quran says, Ya Nisa an-Nabi, lastunna ka ahadim minan nisa, that, O wives of the Prophet, O mothers of the believers, till Qiyamah there will never be women like you. Taqwa, piety, acceptance from Allah. Special khususiyat of Aisha, she is the only wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's head was in her lap, Jibreel would come with wahi and revelation. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she says, passed away. Mata bayna nahri wa sahri. His head was leaning on the chest of Aisha. The last thing to enter the mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam before he departed from this world was the saliva of Aisha. She softened the miswak, which was the last thing that entered the mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fadail and virtues of Aisha, like I said, there's no time yet. Kaan khol kar sun lena. Stay in the company of the poor. Stop looking at what the James and Jones of society have got. Make shukr for what Allah gave you. How are you going to make shukr? By looking at those that have less than you. What does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tell Aisha? Two expressions. Ya Aisha, ahibbil masakin, ahibbil masakin, wa qarribihim, fa inna Allaha yuqarribuki yawm al qiyamah. Aisha, love the poor. Love the poor. And let it be that when anybody looks at you, the poor are around you, not the rich. Don't be associated with the rich. Don't be associated with the James and Jones and this club and that society. Qarribihim, keep the poor close to you. What will happen? Inna Allaha yuqarribuki yawm al-qiyamah. Allah will keep you close to Him on the Day of Judgment. Second hadith. I'm not going to mention the whole thing. I'm only going to mention one part. Like I said, time constraints. Aisha, maqam, acceptance, we can't imagine. Yet. Don't be deceived. The day is coming. فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذِي وَلَا يَتَسَالُونَ. A day is coming when Allah says, all human relationships will break down. Like a lot of people say, I'm going to hold my peer's kurta and he's going to take me to Jannah. Don't be deceived. There it is, amal. Associations will break down. Aisha, the beloved of Rasulullah, what does he tell her? Ya Aisha, idha arattil luhuqabi. Aisha, this is dunya. In akhirat, if you want to be with me. In Jannat, if you want to be with me, then do three things. Then do three things. One of the three things associated to what we are talking about, he said, Iyaki wa mujalasatil aghniya. Iyaki. Be afraid. Stay away. Iyaki. Avoid. Avoid like poison. Mujalasatil aghniya. Sitting in the company and being associated with the rich. Aisha, associate yourself with the poor. Why? Not because we have anything against the rich. This is a principle. The hadith I mentioned earlier, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in your dunya, if you want Allah to write you down, sabir, osaf of the muttaqeen, osaf of the jannatis, you want to be sabir and shakir, in your dunya, keep your gaze and association with those that have less than you. Why? Fahamidallah, you will praise Allah. You will thank Allah. I remember, I mentioned this many times, a few years from Somalia, I invited him home for lunch, a friend of mine. He walked to the tap, hands before he could sit down to eat. He looked at me and he said, Maulana, do you realize something? I said, what? He said, this ease, this comfort of being able to walk up, turn a knob, and water is coming out. Do you know that out of every 10 people in this continent of Africa, 9 people don't have this? Take the trouble. Go in the villages. Go in the pedal jamaats. Move out of our comfort zone. Travel in Africa. Whole villages. They don't even have a fridge. They don't even have electricity. They don't have running water. And yet, today on our tongue, this complaint, that complaint, that complaint. We're not happy about this, we're not satisfied about that. Particularly our masturat, Allah protect them. What Allah has given us? What's the problem? We're looking at the James and Jones. We're not looking at those that have less than us. Allah will write you down as sabir shakir. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you will associate yourself in dunya with those that have less. This compound living, we don't have anything against it. fingerprint entry at the entrance, and because maybe for security purposes, but this is one of the dangers. This is one of the dangers. Today those a whole generation is being cut off from the masjid, is being cut off from the awam. Separate lives. A Muslim doesn't live separately. A Muslim associates himself with the poor. A Muslim connects with the poor. A Muslim's tongue is wet with shukr to Allah for what Allah has given him. That is dunya. That is dunya. Deen. Allahu Akbar. Beautiful. Nuskha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our master. More mushfiq, more kind, more compassionate the teacher. No one. When it comes to deen, when it comes to deen, he said, associate yourself with those that have more than you. Adopt the company of the pious. Adopt the company. Make your friends. Those that when it is namaz time, they'll take you to the masjid rather than somewhere else. Those that when it comes to ishraq, they are in the masjid. Comes to tahajjud, they are waking up. Man nazara fi deenihi ila man huwa fawqahu faqtada bih. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Literal translation. He said, in your deen, look at those who have excelled you. Aspire to be like those who have excelled you. Follow them. In your dunya, look at those that have less than you. In your deen, look at those that have more than you. This is why we talk about coming out in the path of Allah. They say it is an exchange of beautiful qualities of iman. Associating yourself with the environment of the masjid. What is all this? A drive. A drive to associate yourself with those people that are obedient to Allah. Because this will inspire obedience in you. Like I said earlier, don't just listen. Don't just hear the story. Stories we've heard. Understand the lesson behind it. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an absolutely unique, beautiful, illustrative incident takes place. Today you pick up the newspaper, you look at the media, you look at the whole world. Elections are won and lost. There's a public advertising campaign. There is what we call Zehen Saji conditioning of the minds of people. Throughout the entire world. What is it? The battle of the haves and the have-nots. The 1%, 9% that is without wealth. They are aspiring for better conditions, better services, better standard of life. People are demanding, people are marching. What was the level of poverty in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Again, time constraints, can't go into detail, but just to scratch the surface. What was the level of poverty in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Ashabus Suffa, the people of the raised platform of Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not wake up from the ground. Why? Because if they woke up from the ground, the piece of cloth that they had to cover their body was not sufficient to cover the whole body, their satr would get exposed. That level of poverty. 70, 80, sometimes 90 people, their number would reach. They didn't know where their next meal was coming from. Everything was placed on the mantle of qurbani and sacrifice. They gave up everything. They could have become businessmen, tradesmen. They kept akhirat in front. This level of poverty, they never stretched their hands out to anyone. They never took from the next person. Such was the environment of Medina Munawwara. They became upset. They formed a delegation. Qadimanasum min fuqara'il mu'mineen. They were upset. They felt that they were disadvantaged. They came to demand a right to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the current context, if you look at the worldly scale, look at the media, what should they have been demanding? Ya Rasulullah, we want roofs over our heads. We want comfort. We want wealth from the Baytul Mal. We want a restoration of our rights. We want at least to have regular meals on time. This is what it should have been. But such was the effort Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam made. That when it comes to your deen, When it comes to your akhirat, look at those that have gone ahead of you. Follow them. Strive. Allah commands, Allah addresses the competitive spirit of humanity in the Quran, where Allah says, سَابِقُوا فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ سَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ فَفِرُّوا إِلَىٰ اللَّهِ No time to translate all these verses where Allah is commanding you and I. Run, outdo, compete, strive ahead. Don't hold back. Outdo the next person. But in what? In akhirat. In amal. In earning. Jannat. Not this temporary dunya. Allahu Akbar. This delegation comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قَدِمَ نَاسٌ مِّن فُقَرَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ What was their complaint? They said, ذَهَبَ أَهْلُ الدُّثُورِ بِالنَّعِيمِ الْمُقِيمِ وَالدَّرَجَاتِ الْعُلَىٰ Ya Rasulullah, our rich brothers of Medina, our rich brothers of Medina, they have an advantage over, unfair advantage over us. They are going ahead. Better houses, better amenities, no. يُصَلُّونَ كَمَا نُصَلِّ وَيَتَصَدَّقُونَ كَمَا نَتَصَدَّقُ Ya Rasulullah, we make salah, they make salah. يَصُومُونَ كَمَا نَصُومْ We fast, they fast. But, وَلَهُمْ فَضْلُ أَعْمَال أَمْوَال وَلَهُمْ فَضْلُ أَمْوَال Ya Rasulullah, they have wealth, we don't have wealth. They are the haves, we are the have-nots. So what is happening as a result of that? يَحُجُّونَ وَيَعْتَمِرُونَ وَيَتَصَدَّقُونَ وَيُجَاهِدُونَ Ya Rasulullah, they are using their wealth to make Hajj and Umrah. They are using their wealth to give sadaqah and charity. They are using their wealth to make jihad in the path of Allah. Ya Rasulullah, we don't have the wealth. They are getting ahead of us in akhirat, not dunya. Akhirat, not dunya. The annals of history will fail to produce an example like this. This is what we call the zehen sazi, the conditioning of the minds and the hearts of the believers to turn the competitive spirit of humanity towards akhirat. Feel sad. Feel full of sorrow. Feel aggrieved that you are not going for Hajj this year. Feel aggrieved that you are not giving an opportunity for some neki that others are excelling you in. This type of grief Shariat encourages. This type of grief is part of Iman. How much is our grief and our envy going to be for dunya? Dunya, Hasan Basri rahimullah says, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ الرَّجُلْ يُنَاسْ فِسْكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا فَنَافِسْكَ فَنَافِسُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ If you see someone competing with you in dunya, then you outdo him in akhirah. Don't worry about dunya. لَا تُبَالُوا بِعَرْضِ الدُّنْيَا مَا سَعَتِ الْآخِرَةِ Umar radiallahu ta'ala, how beautifully he puts it. He says, Pagal, why are you worried about the things of the dunya? Keep the vastness of Jannat in front of you. Keep the vastness of akhirat in front of you. Hajis are going to stand on Arafah. Allah's mercy is going to descend on them. They are going to make istilam of the Hajar al-Aswad. They are going to gather in throngs right now in Medina, in Makkah. You and I, for whatever reason, we are not there. Feel the pain in the heart. This is part of Iman. Desire to compete. Sahaba did this. They were worried about poverty. They were worried about being empty-handed, but not poverty of dunya. Sahaba understood bankruptcy is the bankruptcy of the qabr. Bankruptcy is the bankruptcy of akhirat. Today the man dies, the first question, what do you ask? By what he left behind? Kitna tarka chora? How much did he leave behind? First question we ask. The moment the man dies, what did he leave behind? Why don't we understand that where he is going, they're not going to ask you what you left behind. Where he is going, the first question they're going to ask by what you brought. What you brought. Profit earning is not what is temporary. Profit earning, your earning is not what you're going to leave behind. How much pagal or kitra are you going to run behind what you're going to leave behind? This is the dhoka and deception of dunya. Wealth is what you are going to take with you, bhai. Wealth is what you are going to take with you. Strive for that. Compete for that. Earn for that.
پاس کا وسط ایک ساباس یا اللہ یا اللہ مائی بردرز آر گوئنگ ٹو اسٹینڈ ان عرفہ وٹ اسٹاپس می فرام اسٹینڈنگ ان دعا یا اللہ مائی بردرز آر گوئنگ ٹو سیکریفائس این اینیمل ان مینا وٹ اسٹاپس می فرام سیکریفائسنگ دس بگ اینیمل مائی نفس یا اللہ مائی بردرز آر گوئنگ ٹو اسٹون دا جمارا وٹ اسٹاپس می فرام اسٹونگ مائی ڈیزائرز یا اللہ مائی بردرز آر گوئنگ ٹو سے لبیک اللہم لبیک وٹ اسٹاپس می فرام سیئنگ لبیک ٹو یور ایوری کمانڈ Ya Allah, my brothers and sisters around the Kaabatullah are going to make your zikr. Ya Allah, you are everywhere. What stops me from making your zikr now? Why is the spirit of competition not there? Bhai, wo chala gaya, they went for Hajj, so it's okay. When we hear these rewards, the heart must pain. We must strive. Allahu Akbar. Coming back to this incident. Ya Rasulullah, they are gone ahead. Hajj, Umrah, Sadaqah, Jihad, we can't afford. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what does he say to them? أَفَلَا أُحَدِّثُكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ تُدْرِكُونَ بِهِ مَنْ سَبَقَكُمْ وَتَسْبِقُونَ بِهِ مَنْ بَعْدَكُمْ وَلَا يَكُونُ أَحَدٌ أَفْضَلْ إِلَّا الَّذِي صَنَعَ مِثْلَ مَا صَنَعْتُمْ Oh my poor Muhajirin and Ansar of Medina, Should I not show you something? You are worried they have wealth, you don't have wealth. What I am about to show you doesn't need wealth. Doesn't need nusuk accreditation. Doesn't need you to fund some wallet. Doesn't need an airplane ticket also. What I am about to show you does not require one penny even. But if you will do it, تُدْرِكُونَ بِهِ مَنْ سَبَقَكُمْ Everyone that has gone ahead of you in akhirat, you will catch up with them. تَسْبِقُونَ بِهِ مَنْ بَعْدَكُمْ Anyone that is coming behind you will never be able to catch up with you in akhirat. And no one will meet Allah with more reward than the one who will do what I am about to show you, which doesn't require even one penny. Sahaba said, what is it, Ya Rasulullah? He said, تُسَبِّحُونَ وتحمدون وتكبرون دبر كل صلاة 33 مرة. There are different riwayats. The crux. He said, after every farz salah, problem, you and I are in a very, very big hurry. We've got no time today. We want to say, if I got to make Hajj, make Umrah, do this, do that, everything, we ready. We say, a few minutes. My Nabi said, after every farz salah, 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. Say it with yaqeen, with conviction. No one will meet Allah on the day of judgment with the reward that you will meet Allah with. Ulama have enumerated an entire chapter in the books of fiqh and ahadith. Like I said, time constraints. I'm only going to touch on 2 of 7 aspects. The other 5, if Allah gives some other opportunity, we will go to them. The title, we will discuss them. Fima yaqumu maqam al-hajj wal-umrah. You didn't go for Hajj. You didn't go for Umrah. What are you supposed to do? First, feel the pain in the heart. Compete. Keep your akhirat in front. Intentional, make next year is there, but will you be alive for next year? Feel the pain now. Feel the pain now. Hold. Haji tied ihram. Wrap your heart in the ihram of Allah's consciousness. The Haji is walking around the Kaaba. You walk taking Allah's name. Compete. Ulama say, Fima yaqumu maqam al-hajj wal-umrah. There are certain a'mal where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sitting in your house, Allah is going to give you the reward of Hajj and Umrah. How sincere you are in feeling the pain. How sincere you are in following. Bring these amal alive. Like I said, time constraints. I'm only going to mention 2 now. First, easiest out of all. Doesn't require any effort. First, ulama say, An-niyyatu sadiqah. An-niyyatu sadiqah. Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahimahullah, used to say, رُبَّ عَمَلٍ صَغِيرٍ تُكَبِّرُهُ النِّيَّةِ ورب عمل كبير تصغره النية.
He said they are very, very small, insignificant actions that will become weightier than the mountain of Uhud because of your niyat. And they are very small, very large actions that will be destroyed also if you will not make the correct niyat.
The hadith I mentioned in the beginning, my Nabi said, من سأل الله الشهادة,
that person who in his heart made a sincere niyat, Ya Allah, make me a shaheed in your path.
Ya Allah, raise me with the martyrs. Ya Allah, accept my entire life for your deen.
Be siddiqin, but sincerely. With absolute sincerity, he made this niyat. My Nabi says, بَلَّغَهُ اللَّهُ مَنَازِلَ الشُّهَدَىٰ, Allah will raise him tomorrow with the shuhada. وَلَوْ مَاتَ عَلَىٰ فِرَاشِهِ, even if he died on his bed in his house. He never went.
He never went on the maidan of shahadat. But
the sincere niyat was in the heart. Allah will raise him with the shuhada. How expensive is that? How difficult is that? My Nabi was returning from Tabuk sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Tabuk, 7 tours from Medina. 10 Sahaba sharing one camel. At one stage the provision was one date for an entire day. Can we imagine the difficulty, the hardship, the rigors, the qurbani, the sacrifice? Such a difficult mission.
Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is returning. Abu falamma qarraba min al-Madina. He addressed the Sahaba of Tabuk, the Sahaba that had physically given everything, made that qurbani and sacrifice. And he says to them, Inna bil madinati la rijal. O my Sahaba of Tabuk, in Medina there are some brothers of yours. Ma sirtum masiran, wala qata'tum wadiya, illa kanu ma'akum.
They are in Medina, but you did not cross any valley. You did not take a single step on this mission of Tabuk, except they were with you. They were with you. Ay sharakukum bil ajr.
Whatever reward you got, Allah gave them the same reward. Sahaba was shocked. They said, Wahum bil Madina. Ya Rasulullah, they were in Medina. They never went in Tabuk. Are you saying they got the same reward? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, yes. Habathahumul uzr. They had an excuse as a result of which they couldn't take part, but the intention was sincere. The intention was sincere. Ya Allah! How difficult is it from the heart to say, Ya Allah, I had every intention to make Hajj.
Prove it with our actions. Prove it with our conduct during these days. And Allah's qasam, if the niyat is sincere, every year Allah will give you the reward of Hajj. I've run out of time. I'm taking a few more minutes. The second, very important. Very important, can't call Kasunlana, because every one of us is going to get this chance. I'm going to mention 6 things. Sa'id bin Musayyib, rahimullah, used to say, Sa'id bin Musayyib, kibaru tabi'in, he would say, al-huduru ila al-jumu'ah ahabba ilayya min hajjatin nafila. He used to say, for me to attend Jum'ah salah is more beloved than nafil hajj. For me to attend Jum'ah Salah is more beloved than Nafil Hajj. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu used to say, Al-Jumu'atu Hajjul Fuqara. Jum'ah is the Hajj of the Faqir, of the poor, of the one who didn't get accredited and the one who can't afford. Daif hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is kalam of the ulama on it. But the mafhum, Al-Jumu'atu Hajjatul Masakeen. Jum'ah is the Hajj of the poor. When?
Beautiful hadiya and gift Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave you and I. This Jum'ah we didn't do it. We have next Jum'ah if Allah gives life and opportunity. And every Jum'ah after that, we are sincere. We know the reward of Hajj. Let us make amal on this. I'm going to terminate on this. My Nabi mentioned 6 things. Man ghassala wa ghtasal. Proper ghusl on the morning of Jum'ah. وَبَكَّرَ وَابْتَكَرَ وَبَكَّرَ وَابْتَكَرَ. Came early, didn't wait to see where everything is getting over quickly and come last minute, no. بَكَّرَ وَابْتَكَرَ. Third, مَشَى وَلَمْ يَرْكُبْ. Walked from his house, walked from wherever he lives to the masjid for Jum'ah. He didn't mount any conveyance. 3 things. Ghusl, early, walked.
Dana min al imam, sat in the front, closest as possible to the imam. Fifth, wastama'a. When the khutbah of Jummah was given, this talk is not the khutbah, but it falls into the category. When the talk was given, khutbah was given, istama'a. Listen with the niyat of amal. Listen with the niyat to learn. Listen with the niyat to practice. Listen with devotion. Walam yalhu. Sixthing. Did not engage in any unnecessary idle chit-chat, looking around, scratching, telling somebody else shoe, pointing to somebody while the khatib is on the mimbar. All these things will negate this amal. I'm repeating it. Six things. If you didn't, and ulama, Allahu Akbar, in the Salafi Salih's history, it is written that to practice on this hadith, some of them, if they lived 100 steps from the masjid, they would take shorter steps to increase the number of steps. What was it? My Nabi said six things. Sayyid bin Musayyib said, Hudur al-Jum'ah. Jum'ah like this is more beloved to me than Nafil Hajj. Six things. What it meant? Jum'ah according to how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us. Ghassala waqtasal ghusal. Bakkara waqtakar. Came early. Masha walam yarkub. Walked. Didn't mount his conveyance. Dana min al-imam. Came close to the imam. Wastama. Listened attentively. And engaged in any idle activity. Allahu Akbar. What will Allah give you? كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِكُلِّ خَطْوَةٍ. Such a hadiah from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam you and I have received. كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِكُلِّ خَطْوَةٍ. Allah will write down for every step that you took coming for that Jummah Salah where these six things are found. Allah will write down for every step. Step, every step. The reward of 1 year siyamuha wa qiyamuha. 1 year's nafil fast, 1 year's tahajjud. For every step, Allah will give you that reward. If these six things are found in your coming for Jumu'ah. Didn't do it this week, Allah give life and opportunity. Make niyat for next week. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhidah.